our sporting arenas, our government debating chambers, our school playgrounds, our computer games, the lyrics to our songs, our private thoughts and public conversations, and our waking and sleeping dreams. Stories are everywhere. Stories are us. It's story that makes us human. Recent research suggests that language evolved principally to swap social information back when we were living in Stone Age tribes. In other words, we'd gossip. We'd tell tales about the moral rights and wrongs of other people, punish the bad behaviour, reward the good, and thereby keep everyone cooperating and the tribe in check. Stories about people being heroic or villainous and the emotions of joy and outrage they triggered were crucial to human survival. We're wired to enjoy them. Some researchers believe grandparents came to perform a vital role in such tribes. Elders tell different kinds of stories about ancestor heroes, exciting quests and spirits and magic that help children to navigate their physical, spiritual and moral worlds. It's from these stories that complex human culture emerged. When we started farming and rearing livestock, our tribe settled down and slowly merged into states. These grandparental campfire tales morphed into great religions that had the power to hold large numbers of humans together. And still today, modern nations are principally defined by the stories we tell about our collective selves. Our victories and defeats, our heroes and foes, our distinctive values and ways of being, all of which are encoded in the tales we tell and enjoy. We experience our day-to-day lives in story mode. The brain creates a world for us to live in and populates it with allies and villains. It turns the chaos and bleakness of reality into a simple, hopeful tale, and at the centre it places its star, wonderful, precious me, who it sets on a series of goals that become the plots of our lives. Story is what brain does. It is a story processor, writes the psychologist Professor Jonathan Haidt, not a logic processor. Story emerges from human minds as naturally as breath emerges from between human lips. You don't have to be a genius to master it. You're already doing it. Becoming better at telling stories is simply a matter of peering inwards at the mind itself and asking how it does it. This book has an unusual genesis in that it's based on a storytelling course that is in turn based on research that I've carried out for various books. My interest in the science of storytelling began about a decade ago when I was working on my second book, The Heretics, which was an investigation into the psychology of belief. I wanted to find out how intelligent people end up believing crazy things. The answer I found was that if we're psychologically healthy, our brain makes us feel as if we're the moral heroes at the centre of the unfolding plots of our lives. Any facts it comes across tend to be subordinate to that story. If these facts flatter our heroic sense of ourselves, we're likely to credulously accept them, no matter how smart we think we are. If they don't, our minds will tend to find some crafty way of rejecting them. The Heretics was my introduction to the idea of the brain as a storyteller. It not only changed the way I saw myself, it changed the way I saw the world. It also changed the way that I thought about my writing. As I was researching The Heretics, I also happened to be working on my first novel. Having struggled with fiction for years, I'd finally buckled and bought a selection of traditional how-to guides. Reading through them, I noticed something odd. Some of the things the story theorists were saying about narrative were strikingly similar to what the psychologists and neuroscientists I've been interviewing had been telling me about brain and mind. The storytellers and the scientists had started off in completely different places and had ended up discovering the same things. As I continued my research for subsequent books, I continued making these connections. I started to wonder if it might be possible to join the two fields up and thereby improve my own storytelling. That ultimately led to my starting a science-based course for writers, which turned out to be unexpectedly successful. Being faced regularly with rooms full of extremely smart authors, journalists and screenwriters pushed me to deepen my investigations. Soon I realised I had about enough stuff to fill a short book.